The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pablo Torre, Kevin Blackstone, Emily Kaplan, and Bill Plaschke returns. So good to see you, Bill. This was happening at the same time Monday night. Cassius Marsh, Mortal Kombat kick, taunt penalty, and Steph Curry celebrating the way he does. Why it's allowed in one league and not in another. Let's go.
Very good question.
It's the no fun league.
UCLA played basketball last night, Tony. They're pretty good.
UCLA's pretty good.
Is the season over already?
UCLA, national champion.
Can we talk about that now?
You know, I made some comments that people might have felt were misleading. And, you know, to anybody who felt misled by those comments, I take full responsibility for those comments. And I'm excited about feeling better. I'm an athlete, I'm not an activist. So I'm gonna get back to doing what I do best. And that's playing ball. Like, I shared my opinion. It wasn't one that was come to frivolously. It involved a lot of study and what I felt like was in my best interest for my body.
Aaron Rodgers in his own words again, once again on the Pat McAfee Show. There's that, and the fine he incurred from the NFL. Now, it's part of a collectively bargained agreement, so it can be explained, but just for full view, I saw Chris Flynn speaking about this as well. Aaron Rodgers and teammate Alan Lazard were fined $14,000 for breaches in the COVID protocol. CeeDee Lamb was fined $20,000 recently for an untucked jersey. The Packers team were fined $300,000 for knowing of those breaches. The Falcons were fined $350,000 and docked a fifth-round pick for fake crowd noise in 2014. Pablo Torre, where would you like to start?
No, we could start with the fact that there could have been a draft picked as a penalty, and I would not have blinked twice at it. That would seem logical to me, Tony. It would seem logical to punish this severely to the point where there is deterrence around it. That said, the NFL clearly also wanted this to go away. ASAP, they were kind of complicit in this too, right? They knew that this was happening. They know, they get the videos, but they didn't say anything either because, again, they wanted to minimize the controversy. And I'll just add this about Rodgers too. The attempt from him to minimize the controversy, Tony, when he says if people felt misled by this, I mean, come on, how many more mealy-mouthed qualifiers can there be? If and may? Like, no, you misled people. The fact that you're still misleading people about your apology for misleading people, it reminds me that the biggest sort of tragedy in all of this is the fact that there are lots of people out there who listened to that first interview, didn't listen to the second, and took a lot of knowledge away from a guy who they believe to be a smart person who, once again, from the NFL perspective, is not being punished, in my opinion, nearly enough.
Kevin Blackstone.
You know, it makes me wonder, after all of the incidents of concussion in the NFL and how the NFL dealt with concussions, how they drag their feet on that whole issue, how much they really value the health of their laborers and the people who have to work with all those athletes. Because here's a guy who we know from this story now, Aaron Rodgers, who's unvaccinated, who was around people without wearing a mask, who broke protocol by going to a Halloween party at which he was not wearing a mask, and yet is allowed to come back into the fold of the NFL and with his team with just a $20,000 fine, and really not having to answer any questions unless you consider McAfee and Hawk to be Huntley and Brinkley of 2021, which they are not. He really needs to stand in front of the press. Yeah, he needs to stand in front of the media right now, really yesterday, and explain himself and take some questions from people like us on this show as to how he could conduct himself as he
did. You say he needs to take questions. Do you think he needs to apologize? He's not running for office.
He's not running for office, but he's an athlete. We talk about it now like it's oxygen, right, on a platform. And people follow his example. And they listen to his words maybe more so than they do other people who know better.
You honestly think people are following his example, though? I mean, at this point, aren't people already
One way or the other, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
There are a lot of people, as we know, who have glammed on to the ideas that he has about the vaccine and about COVID. And I think it's a very dangerous position. And so, yes, he needs to answer questions about that from people who have credible questions.
Emily Kaplan, I'll bring you in here.
My biggest issue is his explanation, specifically the line, I'm not an activist, I'm an athlete. And you can't not stick to sports and then stick to sports only when it's convenient to you. He was the one that went on a diatribe about cancel culture and vaccines. He was the one that invoked Martin Luther King. He was the one that paraded this 500 pages of research to the NFL league office. And then when he was criticized for all of this, he backs down. That to me just seems really weak and it doesn't make him seem like a leader.
And Bill Plaschke.
This whole thing is ridiculous. First off, weren't the Saints cost a draft pick last year for this COVID stuff? I think they were.
Yes, the Saints were.
The Packers should be called.
Patriots
they should be
were also fined
plus,
for, I believe,
plus,
Cam Newton. Go ahead.
Plus, they should be flagged for taunting. The Packers are taunting the city of Green Bay. They're taunting the public health system by Rodgers saying he misled people. You lied. You didn't mislead people. Rodgers said he had empathy for people with COVID. No, you don't. If you wouldn't, you wouldn't have lied about it. And the Green Bay, the whole Packer organization knew he wasn't vaccinated. He allowed him to run around as if he was vaccinated. That's taunting. It's
I hear what you're saying, but I mean, I think you're all asking for a change of heart if somebody doesn't have a change of heart. The need for an apology here. Is it necessary, Pablo?
I think it's necessary, Tony, but more than that, like, I do think the only thing that really matters at this point, because his words are already out there, is just like being consistent about punishment, right? Like, do you take this seriously or not? If he wants to convince me that in his heart he has changed, that's cool. But like at this point, I'd rather just see the NFL take COVID seriously in a way that clearly they like to talk about but don't actually
do. Bill Plaschke.
You know, if I had a buddy running around saying he was vaccinated and he wasn't, I'd expect him to apologize once he said he was. Why not apologize? Apologize to the city of Green Bay. Apologize to everyone you've been hanging out
You're
with.
You're looking for consistency from the NFL. Well, I mean, again, the protocol is different for vaccinated players and unvaccinated players. You might see it this week with Cleveland, multiple players, including Nick Chubb. If they do get two negative tests, they can play the week after their positive test, unlike Rodgers, who is still on the line there. He's going to need to get those tests. He says he's feeling better, which I think you all agree is something good to hear. Should be noted, Minnesota Vikings offensive guard Dakota Dozier this week is in the hospital after his positive COVID test. We're going to move on. NFL standing by Monday night's taunting call. A competition committee member said yesterday that calling taunting cleans up the game and is proper responsibility for players as role models. Who was that competition committee member? Mike Tomlin, very much a beneficiary of this call Monday night. The league, no acknowledgement of the contact from official Tony Corrente to Cassius Marsh, which came right before the flag, but according to Corrente, was that the reason for the flag? I'm going to say this again. Monday night, if you're a sports fan, flipping through channels, as we all are, you would see a flag from the NFL at a key moment of the game, and you'd see celebration from Steph Curry on his way to 50. And that's totally allowable by the NBA. Yes, maybe he's not doing it in this instance at the bench, but that clearly was in the face of Trae Young. So I ask Emily, does the NFL have this right?
No, this is something that is so good in theory and so poor in execution because it is so dubious to enforce. And it is a very subjective line over what is celebration and what is taunting. Because when I see him do that kick, I'm like, how is that different than what TJ Watt does after a sack? I also just want to take a moment to defend Tony Corrente and the officials here because this is a point of emphasis from the league to officials. Therefore, they're instructed to call it. And every week, the officials get graded on how they do. And Tony Corrente probably got a good grade for calling that. And if your boss tells you you're doing a good job, you're going to keep doing it. So it's not an officiating issue. It's an NFL and competition committee
issue. That's not an officiating
issue.
How did you see Corrente and Marsh making contact?
My issue is that they're telling them to do this, and honestly, they're losing the bigger sight here. We sometimes forget that the NHL inherently is a sport. It's a game. It's supposed to be fun, and now they're alienating fans right now.
I'm going to bring in Kevin Blackstone. You could start with the flag for taunting, or you could start with Corrente and Marsh and the contact that was made, Kevin.
Well, I was watching that when that contact was made and the flag came out, and I thought then, wow, he just accidentally bumped into him running by and he's going to yank a flag out of his pocket and throw it into the air. That's what it looked like to me. Look, one of my best friends is an official, and, you know, I don't think that he would be that concerned about something like that. The crazy thing here is that we expect these athletes to be all pumped up, energized for these games. We want to see the emotion and everything, and then they show it and we want to penalize them for it. The interesting thing here with the NFL NFL was this particular time, it happened not to have been a black athlete. And there have been academic studies after academic studies written about how the NFL has gone overboard in trying to police the behavior of black bodies in the sport that they finally invited them back to play. So, you know, this is always problematic. Did it have anything to do with the outcome of the game? Did it have anything to do with the end of that play? Absolutely not. So I think we need to start looking by this stuff.
Nothing to do with the outcome of the game. It was an accident that Corrente bumped into Marsh. Pablo Torre, I'll bring you in here after what Blackstone just said.
No, this was a thing that divided and clearly, to me, determined the game. Like, this is a thing to, I mean, look, I understand, KB, like, the officials have a really tough job here. I understand they have marching orders from the league, but the hip check, the bump, the little bit of a twerk that Tony Corrente did, what a terrible, I don't know why that happened. I don't know how it is that you could plausibly deny that there was something more to it than that. Like, the thing that it reminds me all of, though, is the idea that this is kind of like a broken Windows officiating regime, KB. You know that criminological theory about, hey, you know what? Let's make sure the misdemeanors aren't okay. Let's make sure the graffiti is cleaned up, because that way we're going to defend in our neighborhood from the felonies, right? The more serious fights and stuff. All that it results in is a broken relationship between here, the law enforcement, the officials, and the players, the citizens. Trust is broken because of this regime. It's totally backwards.
Kevin, you want to respond? Go ahead.
You grew up playing Madden and these other football games that are based off of these NFL games, which include the opportunity for you to do just that with your players. They cash in on this, and then they penalize the players for doing the very thing that they are cashing in on with these games. That is disingenuous.
The bigger question I asked, Bill, and you have an opinion on the taunting. I think everyone knows this is what the league wanted. I'm not sure anybody really wanted it like this, but this is what the league wanted. When I say the NBA is celebrating it on one end, the NFL is penalizing it on the other, who's got it right?
Oh, the NBA's got it right. It's fun. It's exciting. I mean, people love it. It's part of the NBA. It's part of the vibe there. It's wonderful. I've seen Cassius Marsh do this many times at UCLA. This is his signature karate kick celebration. To me, what happened was he celebrated. He's running back. He hit Corrente. Corrente got mad, got irritated, threw the flag, or he threw the flag sooner than that. Should never be a flag like this. And I don't understand the NFL is moving away from the NBA. The NBA is the most entertaining game on earth. And why the NFL wanted to be so different, so sanitized, just makes you wonder about the owners and what they really want.
Last word, Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, I think, again, my issue here, I don't think the officials should be penalized. And I just think that it's just way too murky and dubious. Like, one of the things that they got him on was staring down the opponents. Where is it in the rule book that you can't stare down an opponent? I would like to see that, because then if I was a player, I would know not to do that.
Wow, I'm shocked you guys are characterizing an official accidentally bumped into, grazed the player. To me, that was clear as day that the official Corrente backed up a full yard. That's 3 feet into the play. We've seen this before. This is part of the human element that everybody wants in their game. You saw one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my life. Astundu, the WNBA. I mean, it was an ejection for this contact with an official. It was later rescinded, but in the moment, you have to acknowledge referees can be wrong as well. We're taking a break. The scoring in the show, definitely not wrong. Fire Sale next.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
It's up to Odell Beckham Jr., clearing waivers. And here's the teams he's honing in on. Kansas City, Green Bay, New Orleans. That's according to our Diana Russini. Pro Football Talk saying the Patriots also interested in Beckham. Whether he is the question. Bill, what makes most sense?
Well, I'll tell you what doesn't make sense. Don't go to the Rams. They have a strong locker room. They don't need your divisiveness. However, I think Green Bay could work for him because they have a selfish quarterback who won't listen to him whine and mope.
All right.
And no, I'm serious. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the Packers would be the best place for him.
Emily Kaplan.
You know, he asked for a trade for the Browns last year when they had a winning record. So it's clear that the number one thing to him is targets. And I think the two teams he gets that with is the Patriots and the New Orleans Saints, who don't have a number one receiver. So I'll pick New Orleans because he gets to go home to Louisiana.
Kevin Blackstone.
Now, it's got to be the Packers. I mean, what, they're 7-2 now. We know that that's an asterisk on that last game. But look at how well that defense is playing. 6th in scoring defense in the league right now. They got a package up there that can go all the way to the Super Bowl. Catch Aaron Rodgers' passes.
You see,
come on.
You can make the argument, Bill, without insulting and laying to waste everybody in the equation. Pablo Torre, how about you?
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Yeah, Bill. No, Bill, you have left me incredible territory here. He should be going to the Rams. Odell Beckham Jr.,
no!
The idea that the Rams suddenly are going to draw a line, Bill, they've been welcoming anybody who's talented into that team for high prices. Here's a guy who's legitimately good, who's free, and you're telling me because why? Oh, they can't handle personalities? Like, what is Jalen Ramsey to you, Bill? What is he of non-explosive personality that they've made
last
work in
respond.
That locker room?
No. Jalen Ramsey was not like that. Odell Beckham, they had DeSean Jackson, who demanded the ball. They got rid of DeSean Jackson. They don't need that in that locker room. Jalen Ramsey's a great team player. He's outspoken. He's a great teammate. Odell Beckham Jr. is not a great teammate. The Rams do not need him. That would derail their championship run.
Well, performances like they had a couple days ago also does a job derailing it.
Derail.
The offense
that
will operate as well as it could. Buy or sell 2 college football playoff rankings. Every week there's something to pick at. That's what they want. And this week, Michigan State's loss dropping them out of the top 4. But, of course, where does it drop them? To number 7, still ahead of undefeated Oklahoma, but now behind one loss Michigan, even though Michigan's one loss was to Emily Kaplan, Michigan State. Does it make sense?
No, none of this makes sense. It just proves that the committee sees what it wants to see and it wants name brand schools like Michigan. The Michigan-Michigan State thing is ridiculous. Since when does a top 20 loss on the road to Purdue trump a head-to-head win? That makes literally zero sense.
Kevin Blackstone.
And the eye test in 2021 is so bad when we have computers that they can just stick numbers into or robots that can just compute all this kind of stuff. 9-0 Cincinnati with the 4th toughest strength of schedule in the country. Just because they had 2 close losses against lesser opponents, everybody's lesser than them except the teams ahead of them. What do you expect? 9-0, respect it.
Pablo Torre.
So, look, I am numb to the idea that Cincinnati's getting ignored here, right? They're trying to pick the teams that are best, not the teams with the best resume. I understand that. The Michigan State thing, though, right? Like, Michigan did not play Purdue. It would be one thing if Michigan had also played and blown out Purdue. They didn't. All they have is that one common opponent, each other, and that is embarrassing to get wrong.
Don't be numb about Cincinnati, Pablo. Feel it. The Bearcats should be in the top 4. There is absolutely no question about it. And you talk about strength of schedule. So they struggled against Tulsa. Well, guess what? Tulsa, Ohio State, 4 minutes left. Ohio State led just by a touchdown.
Right.
Cincinnati's had the best win, the second best win of any team in the nation this year at Notre Dame, topped only by Oregon and Ohio State. They belong in the top 4.
Kevin Blackiston, I'm with you with the idea that this committee, okay, but the idea to get a robot, a computer, how about this? Just let the teams play each other in a larger tournament. Let's go around that horn. We move on. Buy yourself 3. 1-game suspension for Nikola Jokic. He'll miss tonight versus Indy. No suspension, $50,000 fine for Markieff Morris. Jimmy Butler also getting fined, $30,000 for escalation. This photo just hanging in the Louvre right now. Whether this ends or does the exact opposite for the Morris twins versus the Jokic brothers, hey, they're going to meet again November 29. KB, buy or sell Jokic suspension, Morris no suspension?
I mean, yeah, I buy it. I mean, what happened was Jokic just got baited into this. And let's not forget, let's not paint him as some kind of choir boy. Remember when he raked Cameron Payne across the face and got ejected in game four of the playoffs last year?
This is not about that, though. I mean, no one's saying anyone's choir boys. Pablo Torre?
No, I mean, what Jokic was trying to do, actually, is establish that he is not a choir boy. That's his deliberate purpose here. He wanted people to know, if you do this to me, something will happen. His reputation on that level is permanently changed. I'm glad there was not a suspension for Markieff Morris, though, because that means that the online back and forth, totally unpunishable by the NBA. I like that as a precedent going forward.
Okay. Go Plasky.
Yeah, I'm never going to write anything bad about the Jokic brothers. I guarantee you that. But I thought the Morris was his foul was in the act of a game. Jokic was out of bounds. It was wrong. He was right to get suspended.
Emily Kaplan.
Just because you feel like someone else broke the rules doesn't give you permission to do so. So I think one game is fair. But I'd also like to see the NBA crack down on these instigators who've been going at Jokic all the time, because player safety should be important.
Kaplan and Blackstone. Even par today, Kevin Blackstone. The golf game looks great.
What I was going to celebrate after this win, too.
Plasky Torre. Showdown. 2 minutes. All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
A Scottie Pippen with something to say about a Michael Jordan.
Is it easier to play with a herniated disc or to play with the flu?
They always say the worst injury to have is a bad back.
Well, I don't see many bad back games, but I do see flu games.
So now they're fighting over who went through more, flu game or back injury game. Bill, who deserves more credit, Jordan Pippen or Frank Isola for the interview?
When one of the greatest players in the NBA goes after the greatest player in the NBA and the interviewer panders to him and agrees with him, Frankie Ice, 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 baby,
oh,
Ice,
yes,
Ice, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Frank, who is the they there? Who is the they that always says that? Also, as far as I'd like to give credit to Frank, Tony, anyone could have walked up with a microphone to Scottie Pippen and just said anything, and Scottie Pippen would have killed Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's where we are in this relationship right now, but I'm here for it. Bill Plaschke, take 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Thank you. Well, if I can't use FaceTime to plug my own book, what good is FaceTime? Paradise Found. It's in bookstores now. It's about the 2019 Paradise High Bobcats, a high school football team that tried to resurrect a city that had been decimated by wildfire. They started practice after the wildfire. They didn't even have a football. They ended up having an incredible season. This is the story of that 2019 season. And on the back cover, Tony Reale is quoted as saying, "It's Friday Night Lights meets Unbroken." I would not disagree with Tony Reale.
Yeah.
That's the greatest blurb ever in book history.
Yeah, speaking of pandering.
Down, you can buy it anywhere.
Speaking of pandering. Bill, you write about the humanity of sports better than any sports writer in America. All right?
He does.
You talked about how a team was forged through the fire and through destruction. And you dedicated it to your mom, Mary Margaret. We love you, Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Happy Hour is presented by Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly.